The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you. Are you ready? Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down! From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. And also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At Jonk Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975, at XO Holly, at the underscore Jermaine. You guys kill me with your underscores. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first hour? A lot of fun. Although we're in here doing a show and there's a big party going on outside with a bunch of soccer people. And they've got food and they've got alcohol and we're in here. I went out to say hello. This is why I can't go out there. And then they start introducing you to people, and then you wind up talking to them, and you're like, oh, I got to get back and do a radio show. I can't trust those two alone.
Yeah.
Yeah, you come back, and we're, like, fighting over defense. I'm like, you didn't make it, bro. Sorry.
This whole big argument when I come back is like, oh, if the Saints had won against the Vikings, I think they would have beat you. And, oh, no, I want to take you guys on. So, it's a great.
Don't mind us, guys.
Yeah, just, oh, you didn't even make it. Yeah, that's I guess it started because one of the stories we had on the list was from USAtoday.com, and they had the top defenses in the NFL. And I'm kind of curious what you guys think, because they did them by tiers, and there are four elite defenses. I don't think anybody would argue with Rams, Eagles, Jaguars. Number one, they have the Vikings.
I don't know who wrote this, and I think that that's awful.
Stephen Ruiz and Charles Curtis.
Well, Charles of USA Today. And Stephen of USA.
I call him Chucky.
Well, they don't watch football, apparently, because the Vikings are way overrated. They got exposed multiple times last season, and they definitely do not have the number one defense. Definitely.
I would say that I would put them in tier two. I definitely wouldn't put them in tier one. Jags for sure, because of the cornerback combo that they have and the pass rush that they've got. The Eagles just got better, if that's a thing. They may have lost Patrick Robinson, but they added Michael Bennett. So to me, it's a wash, because if you lose a decent cover corner but you add an elite pass rusher, that's almost better. I would rather have an elite pass rusher than a better corner. The Rams are just going to be nasty. What they've done over there with the moves that they've made, I think that team is going to be ranked number one pretty soon.
Okay, pretty soon, keyword. I'm not even being biased because I'm an Eagles fan, but our first and second string and second string going into third string were just stacked. Like, the draft was a game for the Eagles. They were just picking people just to pick somebody because we had to. You know what I'm saying? Like, our line, mm-hmm. Anybody, even if you hate the Eagles, our line is just scary. I mean, Rams, I'm going to give you props too. Rams are great, but the Eagles have the best line.
Yeah, whenever you have a good pass rush, you could have whatever you want on the back end. You know, I could probably play safety on the back end of some of these teams that have good defensive lines. But I don't know. This Vikings thing being number one in the elite, I'm wondering if they just said, okay, these are the elite teams and not really ranking them. The Vikings were good, but the Saints exposed them. And Holly, your Eagles exposed them even more. To me, the Vikings defense was like the bully who got pantsed and then ran out of the locker room.
All right, let's move on to tier two, the very good, as they call them. They have the Ravens fifth, Cardinals six, Broncos seven, Chargers eight, Panthers nine, and a team that I think could be sneaky good next year, the Bears at 10.
Ooh, Bears are going to be so fun to watch. I'm excited. I'm with you with that.
Yeah.
The Bears.
I'm not sure about this. About the Ravens being there?
Yeah, I'm kind of with you.
the Cardinals, they're going to take a hit because they lost Honey Badger. They lost some of – I just don't see the Cardinals being as good. And I talked about this a lot with Stanford Rout. He and I became good friends doing shows and stuff together, and we talk about it all the time. Patrick Peterson isn't as good as the hype that's behind him. He's very good, but he isn't as good as the hype that's, you know, the hype machine that's behind him. Bears are going to be really good because the rookie linebacker that they drafted, his name escapes me. That's where Roquan Smith went, right? The linebacker from Georgia?
Yeah.
Him playing in the middle of that Bears defense is going to create things that people aren't really visualizing right now, because when you have that kind of guy who can cover, who's that athletic in the middle of that defense, that opens it up for everybody else.
Yeah, I'm going to say the Broncos are a little underrated in this thing, too. I know that they took some hits in the secondary, but adding Chubb to what's already, and I know that they've got injury issues there, but I like that defense, and I think they're going to be really good. I don't know that I think the Ravens are too high. I'm kind of with you on the Cardinals. I think the Chargers also very good. Okay, we move on to tier three, which is stout.
Oh, look, you made it.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. First, though, is the Texans at number 11.
Too many ifs.
They're probably, to me, they could be much higher or much lower, depending on health. At 12, the 49ers.
I like that.
Yeah, I could get with that.
I think that's too high for them defensively. I think they're going to be very good on offense, but I'm not sold on their defense at 12. Steelers, 13.
Oh, Lord. The Steelers at 13. All right.
Why? That's the only question. Why would you put the Steelers this high?
Dude, they can't stop me. Like, I'm 5'5", I'm a buck 25, and the Steelers have no corners, no safeties. Who's going to stop me?
Exactly.
I'm not sold.
I mean, you can't have just one good defensive lineman, a couple of good linebackers, and say, oh, 13th best defense in the league going into next year. It doesn't cut it. You have to do more and do better.
You're just ticked that the Saints are 14, be honest.
No, not really.
And if the Saints are 14, yeah, the Steelers should be 13.
Because the Saints, they have a lot of questions at linebacker. Adding Marcus Davenport to put on the other side of Cam Jordan is a gamble at best, because he's unproven. He's very raw, very athletic. He has all the physical tools and everything, but physical tools don't get you anywhere. But it gets you drafted, but it doesn't get you a Pro Bowl. So he has to step out there and prove. The corners are looking good, but they lost Kenny Vaccaro, who was a very good player at safety. And Marcus Williams proved that he, despite the play against Minnesota, all things considered outside of that one play, he had a very good rookie season. So I could see why they got him here, but they'll just have to show it and prove it.
All right, here are your other ones. Falcons at 15 feels a little low to me. Same thing with the Titans at 16. Redskins 17. Giants 18. They're going to have to prove it to me. Packers 19 feels too high. Jets at 20. Browns at 21?
Well, if the Browns would have drafted correctly like they should have, they would have been a lot higher, because you would have had Myles Garrett and Chubb over there. So
that could have put and not to mention you would have Chubb, Garrett, and still have Akba. You could have put what the Giants did, the NASCAR defense, and have four good pass rushing defensive ends on the field at the same time. That to me would have been much more worth it. Get another quarterback at 4. The Denzel Ward pick will be the wild card there, to see how Baker Mayfield plays at quarterback, Tyrod Taylor as well, and to see how quickly Denzel Ward can develop at corner. Because if he can prove to be anything close to what Marshawn Lattimore did last year for the Saints, which it looks like he can be, that was a pretty good pick. It's going to look like a pretty pick.
Yeah, he's a great player, and that was a good pick, but not for them. I think that they could have went that, but I don't want to.
My opinion of him is he's Joe Hayden version 2.0, so why didn't you just keep Hayden and then draft Chubb rather than cut him?
Yeah, exactly. Very good point.
I mean, he may turn out to be better than that, but I'll be surprised. Your concerning tier, Bengals. Does anybody care about the Bengals?
No. Why are they still a part of the National Football League?
Seahawks, I think, is a fair concern considering all the guys they lost. Buccaneers, Lions, and Bills.
I think the team here that could be better than what their ranking is the Lions. If Matt Patricia can get in and install the defense that he wants and gets those guys to buy in, I could see all the rest of these teams, yes, definitely, they're in the concerning tier for sure.
And then your bottom tier, they call them problematic. I'll say they suck. Patriots, Cowboys.
This sounds great already.
Oh, you're loving this because the Cowboys are in there.
Look at this.
Oh, yeah.
Chiefs, which I know they lost some guys, but that's too low for the Chiefs. Raiders at 30.
I think that's too low, too, for them. I mean,
Dolphins 31. That's probably fair.
That's fair.
Yep. And 32, the Indianapolis Colts.
The broken team.
You know, with looking at this list right here, the problematic tier, the only way any one of these teams can do anything remotely close to something respectable is the Patriots, and that's simply because Bill Belichick. Other than that, the rest of these teams are trash. And I'm sorry, Cowboys fans, your defense is terrible. It didn't get any better this offseason. You don't have money to improve it. You didn't draft very well. You drafted okay. You're looking for Vander Esch to come in at linebacker and basically be Sean Lee's replacement, which I don't see how he could do that coming from the competition level he came from unless he is just on it, you know, mentally as far as being prepared for the game. So, and they still don't have a pass rush. I mean, they brought back I'm drawing another blank. The defensive end. So they just don't have enough yet. And their offense is still struggling.
Dallas, I think you did beautiful. I think you did great. Keep your head up.
See?
I think you did great.
Well, speaking of Dallas, Dustin, the Ginger Cowboy fan, I want to know how Exo Holly types with those damn fingernails. I swear those things are, 4 inches long?
Hey, guess Jeez. What? Even with these fingernails, I can catch the ball out there, and you have nobody that can do that for you right now. So, sorry.
Sorry, Dustin. I'm just calling it like I see it. He's telling me to bite my tongue. I mean, what
that's
do you want me
painful.
To do? I
mean, he wants you to bite your tongue. Let's see you do it.
Oh, should I? Mm-hmm. There you go. I bit my tongue, but they still suck.
All right, guys. I'll tell you what also sucks is when you have a little bit to drink and you wake up the next morning and you feel like garbage. Well, that's why I take Thrive Plus. And, you know, I know my co-hosts like to drink a little bit too. Listen, hate to tell you, you get over 30, 35, Jermaine talking to you, then even a few drinks, you're not going to feel the same the next morning. And I don't have time for that, man. I got a lot of stuff to do. I have to be up early every morning. He's got his Thrive Plus right there. And I'm telling you, it makes all the difference in the world. All you have to do is take 3 capsules after your last alcoholic beverage or before you go to bed. So they're a dollar capsule. It's $3. You wouldn't pay $3 to go out and drink and then feel better the next morning. It reduces the alcohol's negative effects. It gives your liver what it needs to process the alcohol and its toxic byproducts. And, yeah, there's a great science to it. They were on Shark Tank. The founder is a Princeton graduate. They have 5 PhDs between them. So I don't know about any of that stuff. I just know that I take it and I feel great the next day. And if you don't feel at least 50% better, guess what? They're going to give you your money back. And how about this? Thrive Plus, based right here in Houston. So if you order before 4 o'clock any day, you're going to get the product on your doorstep the next day. So you know what? That's a pretty good deal right here in Houston. So to order Thrive Plus, just go to DecideThrive.com. That's DecideThrive.com. They're even on Amazon. So if you want to order that way, you just simply search Thrive Plus on Amazon. I don't drink without Thrive Plus. Jermaine doesn't drink without Thrive Plus. Holly doesn't drink, so okay, maybe a little bit. Neither should you. Go to DecideThrive.com right now. I'll be lying right beside you, counting sheep. Anywhere I go, there you are. Anywhere I go, there you are. There you are.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Work it, make it, do it. Makes us harder, better, faster, stronger.
That don't kill me. Can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up, man, because I can't wait much longer.
From
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. No A.J., he'll be back on Monday. Tomorrow it will be Jong Lee. So it'll be almost completely The Blitz. Today it's Jermaine and Holly. Rolling right along, although Holly did get a lot of grief on the text line from we, saying we.
I know. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, she has been so chastised. But you're also getting a lot of love on the text line for other things. So
aw, thank you, guys.
There's that. I think they find you pleasing to look upon on the live stream.
You think?
Oh. Here, should I sit up more? No, I'm just kidding.
I have no idea why, but apparently apparently that's a thing.
She's a lot taller than y'all think if y'all watching on the live stream, because I'm about 6'4", 6'5", and look how tall she is.
Actually, I
me.
Just traded seats because that one sat down really low. He's joking. I'm 5'5".
Oh, you got the high chair, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I gave her the booster seat.
Yeah, she probably needs it. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. And you're making fun of my accent there, Mr. Avery. I'm not so sure what that's about. I'm just trying to have a good time here on the show. What's the problem? Dude,
I cannot take you serious when you do this.
Why not?
Is that your Walmart voice?
Hey, it's my Maynard Monroe from Pasadena, Texas.
Maynard Monroe.
Yeah. I was talking about this yesterday, how when I go to Canada, I would do that, and it drives the future ex-wife nuts. But I really become the character. That's what gets her so crazy. Is we'll go in the bar, and I'll sit down, the bartender, oh, what do you have, eh? I'd like some of that Jack Daniels. I want some American whiskey. Hi, Maynard Monroe, Pasadena, Texas. Oh, great to meet you, eh? You sure done with some rye?
Man, I need to see this in action. You got, if you really become the character, you need to at least wear a cowboy hat the next time you go back up there.
Oh, I got one.
Oh,
well, it's not really a cowboy hat. It's kind of the, well, there it is. It's sort of a cowboy hat. It's like a Westworld sort of look.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I wear that. And that's Maynard. And it's funny because I keep a straight face, man. It's like I pretend like I'm acting. And it drives her nuts. And it embarrasses her, which, you know, I like doing that.
When you said that yesterday and you were doing that voice, the first thing that popped into my head was like your wife's face when you start doing this. And I know she has that look because every woman has the look. Right, Holly?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You see, she's going to be in total denial mode for the women right now. But every woman has the look. And guys, I'm just putting it to you like this now. If you don't learn your woman's look, you're going to be in deep trouble.
See, I don't think Fred cares.
Yeah, I'm too old to care.
He likes
point.
Trouble. He's like, bring it on.
To me, all I'm trying to do is if I can amuse myself,
yeah,
then that's what I do. And like I spent the whole weekend making fun of people in San Francisco. That was funny to me because there's a lot of weirds there, as you might expect.
There's not
as many as there used to be.
Really?
But yeah, there's all kinds of some guy walks by wearing like a Joker jacket, and he's got like the Sam Elliott long gray hair, and, you know, he had a nose that was five times the size of mine.
Man.
And I'm just like, okay, there's Pinocchio Joker.
shh, can't say that. You can't say that.
So, yeah, I can. What's he going to do?
Exactly.
He's Pinocchio Joker.
See, the one thing I thought you really hit the nail on the head as far as the scenery is concerned there with your sports map article, because I really enjoyed it.
Oh, man, that is it really is. I've been to some beautiful places in my life, and I always thought La Jolla in California was the most beautiful place I'd ever been.
I love La Jolla.
Yeah, Niagara Falls, too, is pretty incredible, especially if you've gone and done the Maid of the Mist and got up underneath the thing. There's that moment where the narrator is sitting here, this is Niagara Falls, and you're just bouncing all over the place. And it's like, that was one of the chilling moments of my life. I'm like, okay, this is so cool. One of the coolest things I've ever done. But that area north of San Diego, I'm north of San Diego, I'm sorry, north of San Francisco, when you cross the Golden Gate Bridge and you're heading into the wine country and you look back and you see the mountains and you see the bay and you got the sun's bouncing off the bay and then you see the city in the background, I don't think I've ever seen a more beautiful sight in my life. Now, I wouldn't want to move there, but as far as scenery goes, it was incredible. And I got some great photos. I was going to post them to my Freddy's World blog at some point, just some of the other photos I took besides the ones that I put on my article, which were just from running. But the one thing I do like, well, besides the weed, The other thing I like about it is how active you can be. And, I mean, there's a running trail that I went to that was right along the bay that was awesome. That I went, and that's where I took, like, the pictures of AT&T Field. And I got to run around the field a couple times. Not the actual field, but outside it. The Bay Bridge, I ran by that. It was just really cool. A lot of people commenting on the live stream. And Titan Hugo was impressed with your NWO shirt.
Thank you.
Rave wants Holly to take off her top.
Oh,
sorry.
Now, see, yeah. Come on, guys.
There you go. That hashtag Weinstein. You know.
Exactly. I'm not trying to catch. I don't want to catch a hashtag. I just want to come in, do a show, and hopefully get hired, do good work. I'm not trying to catch a hashtag.
Yeah.
Pervs.
Oh, yeah. But that's okay. That's our listeners. It's part of when you
I
sign up for
Blitzers.
It.
I love the Blitzers. I do. I love them all.
When you sign up for it, when you have your... you know, we have basically a resume for Blitzers. And are you a pervert is one of the questions that's on there that you have to answer. So it's like, you know, you fill it out. It's just like I have one for a side piece online. they have to go in and fill it out. And, you know, so far nobody has. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I have no idea why.
I think we really need to create that, like an application to be a Blitzer. That needs to be an actual thing.
Yeah, we need to start proving people.
Well, most of the ones that you meet, if you drink a lot, that's good. If you like to have fun, if you hate mean people, if you like America and puppies, I think you're in.
But also, you have to hate mean people. But can you be mean to other people?
Depends on the situation.
Well, here's the thing.
Lauren the Aggie says she's definitely a perv. Okay, so Lauren the Aggie wants you to take your top off. Great, Lauren. Thank
wow.
you.
I mean, perfect. Come on, guys.
Well, Lauren's not a guy.
That's the thing. It's like the Blitzers, and it's so funny because Blitzers, you'll get it from every angle, but it's all different sorts of people. Like, you guys have a really broad spectrum of Blitzers. There's not just like one particular type. I mean, it's a really broad spectrum.
And Lauren and her husband are definitely Blitzers. There's no question. Anytime we're in Beaumont, they're there and they're
right.
fun and they put it away and they're fun to hang out with. AKA says, I'm not a big betting man, but a coworker, Cowboys fan, has
great.
Three bets for me. Cowboys over 10.5 wins, Texans under 6.5, and Cowboys plus 3.5 to beat the Texans. Should I take it? I would stay away from the last one because I don't know who. If Deshaun Watson's dead, then I'd be all over the Cowboys at 3.5. So that's too early for me to take. But I would say the other two, I don't think the Cowboys win 11, and I think the Texans are going to be in the 7-9, 9-7 range. So I think you're okay on both those. Plus, those are higher numbers than what Vegas is offering, so you're getting value on those.
Big value.
Anytime somebody is offering you something that is like an entire game more or less than what you're getting in Vegas, then that's value. It's worth playing whether you think it's going to happen or not. So there you go. Christina says she's not a pervert. I've gone out drinking with Christina a few times. She hangs out with us. She's
Christina is a subtle pervert.
Yeah, she's a little Canadian pervert is what she is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
With her pervasive use of BJs, talking about the Blue Jays, but she does it in a way, in a manner in which everybody thinks she's talking about an actual BJ.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. Go jeez, eh?
Go right. BJs, eh?
All right. Steven says he tries to get the look from his wife, especially in public. So, yeah.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I do it on purpose sometimes. My wife has to give me a pep talk before we go places to get me to try to behave.
Somebody wants Jermaine to take his top off. Okay.
Do it.
No.
I don't think nobody wants to see that.
And
Hashtag dad bod.
281 says, thanks for the advice on Thrive Plus. The wife and I went to Cancun and woke up every morning with no issues. Telling you, man, that is good, good stuff. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Who
And we are back on the Blitz. Listen for your chance to win in the name game, where we call two names. And if one of those is your name, you try to be the first caller and the winner of today's prize, a $50 gift certificate to Massage Heights. Massage Heights provides affordable massages and facials that fit your life. With regular massages, you can relax and revitalize yourself. Visit massageheights.com/Houston to find your retreat and elevate the everyday. And guess what? It's us giving it away today at 6:30. Ha!
Nice!
Yeah. Oh, that's the wrong liner. I don't know where the right one is that has the names on it. Fortunately, I memorized them. No, John, you did give it to me. It's just missing. Do we have any other giveaways here?
No.
Okay. All right. A lot of people texted the show to say that they love things to do in Denver when you're dead. And 713, I'm with you, Fred. Very good. Very underrated. Christopher Lloyd's in it.
Really?
Yeah. And William Forsythe. I mean, it's a really good cast.
Okay, I'm about to Google this movie.
Fairuza Balk. I don't know if you remember her. She's in it. Oh, here's a good question. Is True Romance a mafia movie? Kind of is, because Walken is a mob boss. And don't tell me you guys haven't seen True Romance.
I don't think so. I don't really watch like a whole lot of movies.
Where's the shame belt? My God. How have you not seen True Romance?
I just don't
Christian
watch
Slater.
Movies.
That movie's awesome. Ugh.
The last thing I remember watching, last movie I remember watching was when I took the kids and the wife to see Infinity Wars.
I saw Beauty and the Beast. When it came out, the musical.
Okay, I'm pretty sure you and Katie have seen more stuff than you guys have. So, all right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, I should make Jermaine read this story because he sent it to me. Do you want to do it, Holly? You can be my guest.
Nope.
Yeah,
I just read the title, and I don't know about all that.
And I think the title kind of says it all. It's one of those, you read the headline, I don't know that you need to dive into the story. Here's your headline, and I'm probably going to leave it at that. Woman born without vagina gets one made from tilapia fish skin.
And we will never eat tilapia again. Thank you.
Speak for yourself. Okay. This was a Brazilian woman. But apparently it's a reconstructive surgery that successfully created one using the skin of tilapia fish.
See, here's the thing. I saw this yesterday on Twitter, courtesy of Lamont. Thanks, Lamont. It's actually his, he was the one who tweeted it out.
Okay.
I was just scrolling through my timeline and he said something crazy about it and I clicked on the link. And when I saw it, I was like, oh my gosh, this looks really interesting. But I've always been fascinated by like medical marvels and surgeries and different things like that. Ever since when the Learning Channel first put open knee surgery on TV, like for the first time back in like 93, 94, whatever, open heart surgery, I was fascinated by that. I was always fascinated by that. So when I saw this,
I want to see that.
This really caught my attention.
I bet it did. So that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. H-Town G-Love says, Brad Pitt and Gary Oldman. How have people not seen True Romance? The wife and I love that. Brad Pitt as a stoner is awesome. And Gary Oldman, he must have thought it was White Boy Day. he plays a pimp who's a white guy who is trying to be black. And I can't believe you guys haven't seen that movie.
I'm sorry. I mean,
things to do in Denver when you're dead. I can see. All right, you might have missed that one because it wasn't like a big release or anything like that. It's kind of one of those under the radar movies. But True Romance, that was like the first one Tarantino was involved with. So it's a semi Tarantino movie.
I just tweeted out the link for those who want to read the story and the actual machinations behind that lady's surgery to create her a lady part. You can follow it or follow me, I'm sorry, at @the_Jermaine. Click on that link and it'll give you all your heart's desire on learning how to make a vagina out of tilapia skin.
Great. All righty then.
You shouldn't be eating tilapia anyway. They're like the pigeon of the sea.
Exactly. It's like a made up fish, and it's disgusting. When I heard about like tilapia and what is that? Oh, it's disgusting. Gross. Catfish all the way.
Catfish. Catfish is nasty, man.
Dude.
Go get you a fresh trout out of the bay, man. That's it.
No, my family
speckled trout. Mm.
We have some property out. We call it the country. It's right outside of New Orleans in St. Rose, Louisiana, right outside of Kenner. And there are grain barges that park like right on the river that butts up to the property. And my uncles would take me fishing back there back in the day. And they would catch the biggest and most amazing catfish because the catfish would all feed off the grain that fell off into the water, into the river. You get great catfish there.
Great catfish is kind of like, well, it's like sand trout to me. It's like the best catfish is not nearly as good as like a really good speckled trout.
So you're saying it's like the tallest little person?
Yeah, I can't use that other word.
No, I wouldn't dare use that other word.
But, somebody else brought this up. Don't forget Val Kilmer is Elvis in True Romance, talking to Clarence. Thank you very much. Let's squeeze in a call. Jason, real quick. What's up, Jason?
Hey, Fred, I just want to chime in. Yeah, True Romance is required viewing. The movie is so spot on. But, Things They Do in Denver When You're Dead is probably one of my favorite movies. All the actors... But you can't pick a favorite actor because they're all doing such a good job. But, that movie is absolutely great. That's it, man. I'll let y'all go.
All right. Thanks, man. Yeah, and I love the dialogue, and it's fantastic. It's got that snappy kind of it sort of reminds me of Get Shorty kind of dialect. You know, it's snappy. It's fast. It's it's cool. And Christopher Walken is amazing. I wish Craig were still here to do his Christopher Walken impression, because I do one, but it's not as good as his, and now I'm embarrassed to do it.
Yeah. Oh, man, you cannot follow that guy. He's really, really funny. One of the movies from like back in that era that I remember watching, I didn't watch, I can't even remember when it was released, but Memento was one of those kind of back and forth kind of movies, kind of like Pulp Fiction. We had to watch it as part of a class when I was going to school because of the way they made the film. That and it was couple other movies, but Memento was a movie that really stuck out to me just because of the way they told the story and how they bounced back and forth. It was pretty cool.
One of the movies that I used to teach when I was teaching at San Jack was Fight Club, and we would go through it from a psychological perspective, a sociological perspective, and a philosophical perspective, and how the whole thing was really a metaphor for existentialism and had nothing to do with fighting. And that upset a lot of people who like to see the fights. But the reality is, it's one of those movies that on the first, you can watch it on the first level and say, hey, this is cool. But if you dig down to level 8, 9, or 10, you know, it's like, wow. So who's doing a show back there, John? There's people in the other studio.
Probably just taping a podcast or something.
Really? Like everybody's got a podcast now?
Of course.
Okay.
I have a podcast.
Yeah, I know.
Jermaine has one.
Did yours drop today?
Yes, it did.
Why don't you tell the people about it?
No, I told you guys yesterday.
I know, but tell them again because we brought it up.
It's called Comcast. If you haven't, you can just subscribe on iTunes. Find it on Podcast Arena as well. We talked about Star Wars fans, actually, how fanboys are the worst. Kelly Marie Tran, who played... She was the Asian girl that played the... I forgot her character's name, but she was in The Last Jedi. And she had to shut down her Instagram because she was getting messaged all this hate and racist stuff from fans that did not enjoy the movie. And we kind of delved into that and how fanboys are the worst.
Yeah, I get that kind of hatred all the time. So I know what she's going through. Yeah, John does a great job. You guys should check that out. And John will be filling in tomorrow on the Blitz. And we'll have RJ Bell on. It'll be a lot of fun. But I'll tell you what else is a lot of fun. If you're into sausage at all, I got you covered. Forget all this fish stuff we were talking about. You need to be getting on Zumo's. And whether it's the Party Time sausage or the Boudin, I mean, my goodness, they have so many things to choose from. And I love the Party Time sausage. You can do so many things with it. If you just want to throw it on the grill, boom, it's great. We like to chop it up and make breakfast frittatas with it. And then the Boudin, and I've talked about this before. I've had bad Boudin. And when you have bad Boudin, you're like, oh, man, I'm not eating anymore. Then I had Zumo's. I'm like, oh, my God, I am in love all over again. just like I have been 3.5 times. And the Zumo's Party Time sausage recipe has been passed down since 1908. And I'm telling you, the guys over there, they're really good people. And you guys in Beaumont know all about them. You know, they've been killing it in Beaumont for years. They've been in Houston for a while now. And you can go pick them up at your Fiesta, at your HEB. You can go to Kroger and get it. Take it home for this weekend. If you're going to grill, this is perfect. You will love it. Give it a try. The Boudin is fantastic. That Party Time sausage, I'm telling you, man, it is life-changing. Go check them out. Any of your local grocery stores, just look for Zumo's. That's Z-U-M-M-O-S, Zumo's.
I don't know. I decided we weren't gonna speak, so why we up 3 a.m. on the phone? Why don't she be so mad at me for? Homie, I don't know, she's hot and cold. I won't stop, won't mess my groove up, cause I already know how this thing go. You wanna tell your friends that you're leaving me. They say that they don't see what you see in me. You wait a couple months, then you gon' see. You'll never find nobody better than me.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app. Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Great food, legendary hospitality. Download the app in your iOS or Android app store today.
Get ready for the downloads.